third Marysville hit. And with one out, they've got the sacks juiced for Gaffney, who grounded to short back in the first inning. Ended up turning into a double play. Swing, fly ball, center field, well hit. Going back, and it's off the top of the fence. One run in, Bassett scores. Racing around and being stopped now is Dwork, but the ball is thrown away and out of play. Dwork will be given a home plate, and so will Kane. And they'll allow Gaffney to go to third. The error will be on the center fielder, so it's going to be a single and one RBI, but three runs are going to score on the play. 3-0 Marysville. Jolene Gaffney missed a grand slam there by about 2 feet. Couple of bloops for Richmond, and they've got two aboard here. For the fourth straight inning, they've got a threat. They haven't been able to break through yet. Emma Shultron will try to do something about that. Popped up to second in her only at bat. She's bunting right in front of the plate. Kruski jumps on it, fires wide to first. Everybody's safe. A run is going to come to the plate and score. Over to third goes Telto, and down to second will go Shultron. And it's 3-1 now. It'll be a sacrifice and an error on Kruski on the wild throw, allowing Richmond to get on the board. And now they've got the tying runs in scoring position. Vikings in on the infield. Looks like they're going to go to the plate on a ground ball. Pitch gets away, back to the screen. Olds will hustle it down, flip to the plate, not in time. And a run will score. Telto makes it a 3-2 ball game. Over to third goes Shultron. Down to second goes Van Scooter on the wild pitch. We had a rain delay in our opening game in the top of the sixth, and we are just now resuming play. Marysville is leading Richmond by a score of 3-2 with runners at second and third as we resume play. And there's a slap hit to left, and this is going to score two runs as Kirsten Smith goes sliding into second with a double. And the Vikings now have a 5-2 lead in the sixth. Two outs with runners at the corners here for the Vikings. A big two-run double by Kirsten Smith out of the rain delay. Now a line drive into right for a base hit. This will score another run. And Kane comes through with an RBI single. 6-2 for the Vikings. Over to second goes Bassett. So the 2-2 pitch. Smith swings. There's a high fly ball center field. This will be caught for the out, tagging at third Kruski, and she's going to score easily. A sacrifice fly for Smith, her third RBI in the last two innings. And Marysville goes up 7-2. Lenarski now stepping back to the back of the circle in between every pitch. Now here's the delivery. Swing, tapper to third, picked up by Kruski, fires wide to first. And I think the call is safe at first. It is. The throw to first was wide. Creon scores, and over to third goes Ferranti, and it's 7-3, and that's going to be an error on the throw over to first, and the Vikings have committed two errors here in the seventh, opening the door for Richmond. It's now 7-3, and here's Kennedy Caperton, who's 2-for-3 today with a couple of singles and a run scored, and she'll swing, hits a line drive, caught by Kruski, going to throw to first for a game-ending double play. Second time today, Kruski has caught a liner and then fired over to first base to get a runner off the bag. Richmond threatens in the bottom of the seventh. They get a run in, but Marysville is headed to the district final as they beat the Blue Devils by a final score of Marysville 7, Richmond 3.